Welcome. Welcome in to this episode 99. Is this the penultimate episode ever, Chris?
I mean, I was going to say we have a great podcast, but I was trying to find a way to be like, well, we might have 99 episodes, but a podcast isn't, I don't know. I was trying to find a way to do some sort of pun, but isn't Jay-Z canceled now?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that it's the best time in the world to reference him. Although I saw something the other day that really cracked me up. He made a statement, and in his statement, he called like the lawyer that's prosecuting him a quote 1-800 lawyer. So he was very dismissive of these charges. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I also, did you see that the guy that's representing Diddy, the lawyer that's representing him, is married to the woman that's representing Louis Mangione, or whatever his name is,
oh,
the
really?
evangelical guy? Yeah. So I'm sure their dinners are a lot of fun.
How about Altoona? Altoona was where they caught up with old Luigi. Did you see that?
I did. So, I mean, let's just be honest. There's probably people that go to McGarvey's that frequent that McDonald's and may or may not even work at that McDonald's as part of their day shift. And let's just call it like it is. Guys, what are you doing? You didn't even call the right number, and the government's here to screw you, and that's why you don't have any money. It's awful.
They didn't get, it's crazy to me that they're not going to get the reward. Did you see that?
I did. It's messed up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, oh, hey, here's another, like, here's the reason why people don't trust the government, and here's the reason why people don't like the government. It's when you do stuff like this.
That would have been the most money given to somebody in Altoona in at least 100 years.
Yeah, probably since like the person that founded Altoona.
Yeah, right? I know. John Altoona.
John. Yes.
But yeah, I mean that's crazy to me. And if you're him, I don't know. He got away. There were so many days where nobody knew where he was and nobody knew what was going on. I don't know. You end up only making it as far as Altoona. If you had that much of a head start, I would have figured something out.
I don't know. Altoona from New York City, though. That's not bad, right? So
if you're walking, it's, like, think about it. It's like, sure. What? Maybe it's like a 5-6 hour drive. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, that's still a long time. I don't know. It is interesting where he, you know, when you got to eat, you know. I guess that's fine, but yeah, I'm not quite certain I would have gone. I mean, he's going west. I guess that's the right way to go, but
he's going west. He went to fucking Altoona from New York City. Where do you land on him being a folk hero? Do you think he's a folk hero, or are you angry at him?
So quick clarification, it is 4 hours and 45 minutes right now.
That's ridiculous.
With tolls, it's 275 miles. But I will say that from walking distance, it does take 4 days. So he could have walked.
Who probably knows? Does.
So my take on this is I think murder is not something I recommend, right? And so I would also say for people that are pro war or pro military and they're not of the defense mindset, I would also say I have a problem with that too. Like, I'm not cheering for bombs being dropped on anybody. So in that sense, I'm not a fan. However, I do think that it is also a pretty sad reality that we live in, that it takes corporations to do something about this messed up system that we have in just when bodies start to roll. So it is very interesting that it could change things. But also it's like, I can't tell if it's the share price or that they lost, their CEO, that's what they really care about. So I'm a little confused on that. And I'm, also speaking as a United Healthcare,
oh really?
Yeah. Subscriber. Yeah.
I currently don't have any healthcare, I think, because in between jobs, I don't know, it's taking a long time to get it figured out. So I've been asking questions. I still don't have a card. If something bad happens to me, it's going to be expensive.
That sounds terrible. Well, good thing we have a healthcare system that takes care of people when they don't.
Yeah, well, And by the way, welcome everybody.
Yeah. I mean, this could be how the podcast goes now that there's no shows, no regular things to plug, no sponsors, right? I mean, I think we're fully independent now going 2025.
New year, new better.
Yeah.
Well, you should probably update the people on how the show went, right? How did
Yeah.
it go? You were there, you were boots on the ground.
That's funny you say boots on the ground. Yeah, it was a really good show. So it was a Friday night. It was so let me take a quick second here to address something. So there's a this country is divided, right? I think there's polarizations on each side. There's certain things that are trying to bring people together and certain things that mean to bring people together and they just divide us. And I want to address that right now before we get into this. And so Taylor Swift is truly not an evil person. Let's just call it like it is, right? And I think there is a bit of people that are tired of seeing her cheer for her boyfriend on the Kansas City Chiefs. I think there's a portion of people that are upset that they can't go anywhere in America. And if you're listening to music over speakers from sort of radio station, you're going to hear at least several of her songs in that 15-minute span, because that's who she is. You're not going to see a headline. You're not going to see a young person not have a friendship bracelet on. Like, this is just the world we live in now. And for me personally, I am not sick of it. I am not a Taylor Swift stan, but I do like Taylor Swift. And so I needed to get that out of the way. That being said, Friday night was Taylor Swift's birthday, December 13th. And it was a sad girls' night. And so it was essentially like the emo night, but every band that was playing was a female-fronted group, and it was awesome. So we had Taylor Swift play by Sullivan Is Dead, did a great, great set. They did things their own version. No, they call it Sullivan's version, and it was so cool. It sounded great. Really fun time. The Let There Be Rock School had three different acts that came up and rotated through all just Paramore songs, and it was, from what I caught, it was killer. The third band was Flo Petite, friend of the show. She did a Mitski set where no one knew any of the words, but there were at least a handful of people that were into it, and Flo is the best. And then we had our new friend Sarah play a Casey Musgrave set, and I was wowed. And she did a really, really good job. And throughout the whole night, emo nights included, I felt like it was the loudest I ever heard a crowd sing any words when the Taylor Swift set went on. It was wild. List dreams. Okay, so it was a lot of fun. Now, the other thing that for people that were there, no, so there was a fight and charges are being pressed. So I'm not really going to talk to do much on that. But there's a fight outside, and one of the bartenders got a little roughed up, was bleeding some things, and so we got cops called and people kind of apologize, but not really. And everybody is fine and safe. And it took three plus. Let me do a quick thing for it. Let me go back to the record books here. If I go back to the beginning of our shows, let's look at shows. Where is our shows? Could be better spreadsheets. And I look at this and we go back to the very beginning. Do you know when the beginning was, Colin? Let's look at this. So we're talking 2020 is we're doing the Eagles. We're doing 2021 was the beginning at Old Mother. So let's say, so we are at, let's just say 4 years. So we've been doing this for 4 years with Old Mother. And on Sad Girls Night, a ticketed event on a Friday night in Frederick, we had our first fight ever where the cops had to be called and could be better history. And I am disappointed would be a strong word, but also it's kind of just, hey, if it's going to be the last one that we do at Old Mother as a regular booking entity for their live music, I feel like that's the way to go out. Of course it can't get worse.
Are you never allowed back now? Is
Well,
that.
we're still talking about it. I don't think anybody's upset anymore. I think it was it was some upset person, and it just kind of sucks. But hey, we're all humans, and we all grieve in different ways. And so that person tried to bum rush coming into Old Mother, and that didn't really work out super well for him. So it's just kind of sucks. So violence is not the answer, folks. But it
Did
does. But it
it
does
ruin
have some
your night?
conversations. No,
Did it
it did not ruin my
no.
night at all. No, I think the thing I was most bummed about is I missed the every I caught the first song of the Paramore band for the Rock School, the first two songs, and then I didn't get to see any more of them, and I heard they were actually really, really, really great. So thanks to Scott and Connor for putting up together some good groups. So I was bummed for that, but it didn't ruin my night. It probably ruined the bartender's night more than anything else. So if you would like to give the bartender some money, because hey, stitches and new glasses and stuff aren't cheap, let us know, and we will take any collections and final stuff over to him if you are interested in giving him some cash monies. But it was the last show. It got really emotional, tearing stuff down at the end. People were sticking around for way too long, and so we put on some Pig Destroyer and Gojira at the end to kind of help get some people out, and that was a lot of fun and very memorable. But as I was wrapping cables and looking at us taking down speakers and the things that we provide in that back room, it got me a little emotional, and so it feels awesome to be a part of something like that for so long and being able to build something that was really cool. It is a really cool thing. But then it also is just makes you feel sad that like, hey, like it's what was is not what is and won't be what it's going to be. But we're not booking, we're not ever going to book a show again. We're not ever going to like, not ever work with Old Mother again. Like it's they're the best people. And so when the stars and schedules and crisis in my life subside, there's always another chance to do something cool.
That
Maybe.
was a lot. Yeah. So you're not even going to do like a quarterly, maybe four times a year, put something together for them.
No.
And do you have any sense too? I mean, I'm sure people are wondering. They're still going to have music, right? But they're going to do it themselves.
I honestly don't know. I think there's been a lot of conversations about that, and I think it's going to change. It's not going to be the rhythm and routine and cadence that we had before, and that's it's so I really don't know. It will be different. It won't be anything close to what we're doing now. So it's like prepare for disappointment, I guess, if that's your expectations. But we've said it before. There's no bad blood with anything with Old Mother, and we are just wanting to support them however we can with the events that they have. So, and whatever those things kind of look like. So, but yeah, I mean, it's for me, your question was something quarterly or something, whatever. It's like the idea of scaling something down doesn't help when it still falls on me when things don't go well. And so I don't have enough emotional and mental bandwidth to do anything extra right now when it comes to like a regular scheduled programming thing. So just time to take a break.
A break means a future is promised, so you just promised the future.
It's funny because I've gotten that conversation from girls a couple times, right? Like, oh yeah, we're just taking a break, it's fine. And then when we're not back together, we're never ever going to get back together,
Yet, I mean, that's still. We should also say this too, because this was my fault. We did not. For those wondering, I'm sure there cannot be three people even listening, but we were not able to get to Jordan Miller's movie premiere at the Warehouse Cinemas last week. I guess it would have been, yes. I was stuck in Washington, D.C., in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area for work a lot later than I anticipated. And by the time I got on the road with the traffic, I was not going to get there in time. I would have arrived in Frederick. Well, actually, I ended up in Frederick, passing through about 8:30, 8:45, and that would have been awkward to walk into a movie theater a half an hour into an hour and 10 minute movie. But we love Jordan. Chris did tell me he did not make it either. I don't know what his excuse is. Jesus God, but I really love Jordan. I should have texted him. I should still text him because I'm sure he's not listening. So here's a public apology, and I will give him a private apology too. But we were really hoping to make it. We didn't. I'm sure it was great. Have you heard from anybody who did go, Chris?
Yeah, Keith and his wife went, and they said Keith and the Old Mother, and he said it was a blast. He said it was like a very independent film, And it was a
Does
lot of
that
fun.
mean that's
And he said it was like really good. He said it wasn't like a traditional slasher, but he's like, you know, it was, he said there was something in there for everybody and it was really cool. So I'm glad he went as one of the sponsors for the movie. So that's really cool. And he said it was great.
seems like a really late night. They did two screenings and then they do a Q&A and then they did like an after party at Vanish, I
Yeah, so
think.
movie, I think from 7 to 8 it was hanging out. 8 to, you know, 9:30-ish probably, movie and Q&A in the theater afterwards, which was cool. And then second showing at 10. And my guess is everybody that went to the 8 o'clock just went over to Vanish, and then people that watched the movie walked over there. I don't know if people would have sat through it twice, but I don't know. But the first showing did sell out, so you know, happy for Jordan and glad we got to talk to him a little bit. And if anybody did tune in and watch and we're looking for us, one, we apologize. Two, you didn't text us anyway. Three, did you have a good time? And if you did, it's all good. We don't make things better, actually. We tend to bring things down.
That's true. We probably would not have really offered much. And I don't know. Do you think we would have known people there outside of Jordan? And Jordan would
Yeah,
have been.
there's a handful of people. I was like, oh, it would have been nice to see. Yeah, it's all good. I'm bummed, but I'll wait till it comes on Netflix, right? So that should be here soon.
Yeah, the DVD, the Blu-ray is out in time for the holidays. So
All right.
get it for Halloween.
What's the last Blu-ray that you bought? Because you still, at least before you moved and had copious amounts of space and things that you would do that weren't inhabited by other creatures or beings, you would. A physical media purchaser. What is the last movie that you could definitely stream, but you wanted to have on DVD that you purchased recently?
I was gonna say I own no Blu-rays. I never got into Blu-rays. They're all DVDs. The last movie I purchased,
And
it
aren't
was
they just the same thing? Aren't the discs just
I
different
don't
colors? One's blue, one's not blue. Come on, guys. You all got
I
got.
yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. It might have been Woman Talking, the Sarah Polley film from a couple years ago. I'm a big I own all of her movies, so I had to buy that. I also have all of her, I have all but one of her movie posters on the hallway wall. I don't know if you even noticed that, Chris, last time you were here, but I would probably say that. Oh no, you want to know what? I actually, this happened a couple months ago. As part of an Amazon order, I ordered a DVD of a David Gray concert because I am middle-aged and boring.
Cool.
Chris doesn't even know who David Gray is, so this is
I'm doing a quick Google, actually.
Babylon. Do you remember that song from the, that was before? Listening to the podcast last week when you were alone, I did not know you were 33 years old. I learned that.
You thought I was older?
I guess so. Yeah, because you're a new 33-ish.
Yeah, as of August, yeah. What's the movie? So when you said Women Talking, I got it confused. Who was in? Okay, it's the movie where it's set, it feels like it's set in a similar timeline, but there's a miracle that happens and these people are saying that like, hey, this girl can heal you or something. And this girl's been sick, but when people come and visit her, she's healed. And I thought Jessie Buckley was in it too, and she's not. But then like they essentially like steal this girl, and she's actually it was like a very just like it was like a religious theme as well, where there's like, oh, well, hey, we're not going to give her medicine because God is telling us not to, because look at all the good that she's doing with other giving other people hope. But it's like, no, this daughter's dying, and it's actually a tapeworm, and she's actually been like throwing her food up. And like, oh, the movie was the kid didn't eat, and then you find out that like, oh, she's been starving herself, but her mom's actually been like throwing food up in her mouth for her, and like that was
Oh,
the whole spoiler of the movie. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea, but you spoiled it, so I'll never see it now.
I'm gonna look for it, but no, yeah, Women Talking, that's on my list still. I've not seen it. Would you recommend?
Would I recommend what? Women Talking?
Yeah, I mean you purchased it,
Of
so I would
course.
assume yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I forgot about it. That has a sort of religious tie-in. You might be able to connect. It's about women talking.
Oh, very, very interesting. I feel like also you left out the yeah, people get raped and it's all about talking about that stuff. So that sounds
Well, that's you don't see it.
well, that's good.
They uprise. They essentially uprise against the men. It's a very female empowering movie. It's very good. I think I cried. I did. I saw it in the theater and I
The Wonder.
the I've never heard of that.
Florence Pugh. And it's haunted by her past. A nurse travels from England to a remote Irish village in 1862 to investigate a young girl's supposedly miraculous fast. And then she finds out she pretty much like bumps with like, hey, you're saying that this is like a spiritual thing, but actually it's not. And I'm skeptical, but like, oh no, you should just believe. And then she's like, well, do I believe? And then she finds out, no, it's all just a ruse. Spoiler.
Yeah, I can't watch it now that I know it happens. You have watched it though.
No, it was good, and that's what I thought women talking was. Sorry, but you said Sarah Paulin's like, and it's not Jessie Buckley, it's Florence Pugh. But anyway, well, that's a good answer. I've not bought a movie years,
Do you still buy
maybe even a
records?
decade. I still buy records. Yeah, I just
Okay.
the last things I got, man, like. I saw some meme the other day that said, oh, my median Discogs collection is like $10,000. And I was like, yeah, that's I'm not there yet. But it's crazy. I got the think the last three records I got pre-ordered that are coming in is I got the new Better Lovers pre-order that just came through. So then the band that came after Every Time I Die, and it's got Greg, the dude that sings for Jerry Cantrell. So it's his band, and then it's just kind of a super group, and they're awesome. I got that record. I got the new Foxing record, and then probably produced by Jesse Lacey in some capacity, which is cool. And then I got the new Touche Amore record that came out on Rise Records, by the way. They went from Death Wish to Epitaph, now to Rise, and it seems like they kind of just get to do whatever they want. And it's one of my favorite of theirs. Like it's, I feel like their stuff just keeps getting better. So I'm here for it.
I remember you had said not too long ago that you were thinking of getting rid of all your records, so I wasn't sure if you did that or your turntable even.
Yeah, I did have a thing. I'm like, oh, like, do I even need? Do I want to use this? And if it's like, oh, I can just listen to it easier from my phone, and just Bluetooth to things, and that way I don't have to worry about like Wes like stomping on a jacket and me getting upset or like something. But there is kind of a fun, and it's funny you bring that up because we are preparing to make space for more family stuff that might be coming to our house over the next several months. And so I had a bit of like a manic panic, I guess you could call it. And I was like cleaning some stuff in the basement with Wes 2 weeks ago and was moving some stuff around. And so I found this really big box of like all of Laura and I's old CDs. And it's like, it's Christian emo stuff from like 2002 that's in there. And it's the
Emery.
best. Yeah, Emery.
Under oath.
There was an Under Oath. There was also so like there's a Reliant K that's not on streaming services anywhere, which is kind of crazy. There's a POD record that's also really old. That's I don't think anywhere. And then I
Welcome to
think,
who's that?
yeah. Welcome to
Welcome
Southtown.
South
Welcome
Town.
to
That's it.
South
South
Town. Ba
Town.
bum 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 ba da. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's killer. And then
man.
my favorite one was she had a bunch of Number One Gun records that I was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. So anyway, that all being said, I was like, oh man, like I just want to throw these away. And then I kind of looked at them and was like, no, I think I'll at least hang on to them so that way Wes can ask, what are these and are they coasters? And then I can like kind of move on because I remember when I had my parents had records and now that's come full circle, so fine. But it's like my parents had cassettes that we would listen to a little bit, and then we graduated to CDs, and then it was MP3s, and then from there, the iPod lives forever. So it's like, hey, like I like the idea of having the album artwork. I like getting records for that reason too, being able to look through things and different color variants and things like that. And it's the way that I think you can support artists with the most of money and things like that you can do. So anyway, so I think I'll probably keep records for a long time I don't think I think I'm going to walk back that I th said I was going to get rid of him. And then I'll probably keep CDs until he's like 10, and then we'll look through them. Then if he's not interested, I'll chuck him.
He'll be 10. He's not going to know. I would wait a little bit longer. You can get a new house. You could always do that.
That's a good idea. I'm going to take that to our next brain trust meeting and be like, "Hey, listen. I know I said I was going to throw away this stuff because maybe this thing called space, but hear me out. What if we buy a new house and we can keep my records and our old CDs?"
And CDs. I'm having a tough time with the record thing. I still don't understand why we got rid of download cards that came with records.
Well,
Because I
because people
liked,
don't download stuff.
I know, but I
And
do.
that costs extra money, apparently. Like, so when we briefly talked about packaging up some cool things that we were going to be doing with the Could Be Better record label, that maybe could happen now that we have time to do stuff. You know, who knows? It's just money. It costs extra to throw in those download cards, and then nobody uses them because they're streaming stuff anyway. It's like,
Right.
what's the point?
Yeah, but it bugs me because I don't really know what to do. I want to be able to listen to music on the go, and you can't do that with a record. Of course, then you're going to say, "Well, stream it." So then I
Yeah.
guess that's where we're going with all of this. Maybe I should do so. Like, there was a time when you had like an extra spot on your Spotify that you allowed me to have that I never used. Maybe I should do something like that, or Apple Music or something. I don't know.
At this point, you and Bethany already have iPhones. And so if as you guys are doing different things, it's like just having you guys on a similar Apple ID plan, everything will be cheaper, and then you could both get Apple Music stuff, which is cool. And then it just is an easy thing. I don't, does she use a, is she an Apple Music person or a Spotify person?
I have no idea.
Do you even know her?
I don't.
So Apple Music sounds better, and it gives artists more money, but it is definitely more hip. What I do think is kind of amazing though, and maybe we can wrap with this, because that's a funny pun. Spotify Wrapped this year was absolute trash. They had an AI generated thing where they essentially tried to give you
I
something
saw
s
that.
super
Yeah.
cool, and some
Saw
of the
that.
naming of things were funny and very interesting, and I thought that was comical. But overall, the personalization that you got with it, like, it just wasn't there. And so it's like, you know, will it get there eventually? Sure, because AI adapts and learns and will figure stuff out, and it'll be better than anything manual anyway. But previously it was really great, and this year it was not. And Apple did a Wrapped this year that was also pretty similar to things of the past, but better. And they didn't tout AI stuff, so maybe it was AI and they didn't tell anybody, and so now we think it's cool. But the my Apple end of year stuff was pretty neat. So I'm still only I've only I'm just now hitting my May releases that have come out in May that I'm just listening through. It's been hard. I just finished listening through the new Dua Lipa, and I'm
About Doja Cat,
shoo. Is did Doja Cat come out with a new one this year?
I don't think so.
That's not funny.
I don't think
But
so.
her the name of the record though is my favorite though. It's called Radical Optimism. I love that.
Yeah, that's true. That is what it's called. I read a long piece on her this year. My debit card just got charged. It's funny that we're talking about all this. This is captivating radio. I would say 2 or 3 days ago, and you know where the charge came from?
Apple, iTunes. Someone bought 16,000 copies of Radical Optimism.
DistroKid. So if you want to find Double Motorcycle on any of the streaming services, we've got at least one more year because they re-up. That's what we have everything on YouTube and Spotify and all that stuff. We went through all that, and it's sort of a yearly fee, I guess.
Are you ready to hear something stupid that might make you mad?
Oh, it's gonna make me mad.
So, Devil Motorcycle is on CD Baby. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because I put it up there.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
So
I
what
remember
are,
that.
so what are you paying for on CD Baby? Or sorry, on
On
DistroKid?
DistroKid, I don't know.
Oh, it might just be three.
I think it is. I think it's just that third, because that was only digital.
Yeah,
So
let me.
we really wanted to make sure that it was out there because there's no other way to access it. Like, there were CDs of the first two albums, but there was no CD for the
I
third
don't
one.
have the login for CD Baby anymore.
I certainly
So
don't. Joe just texted me the other day and asked if people still listen to us on Spotify.
yeah, there's a you guys get the I'm still on it. I get the reports of you guys have new listeners and like all this weird stuff. It's crazy. That and all the bands I was in previously are getting new stuff every once in a while. It's weird. But See Baby DistroKid. Oh, Joe. I saw his parents. I was going into the liquor store to get
Really?
a bottle of scotch for my father-in-law for Christmas, and I was in there with Laura and Wes and just hanging out, you know, in the liquor store with your family. And as I'm walking out, Henry and Mom were coming through, and it was like, oh, this is like, hey, it's like, oh my God, look at his curls, and it was the best. So shout out to Joe's parents.
Yeah, definitely. I miss them. I did ask Joe if he was going to come back east for the holidays, and I don't think he is, so I don't know. We may never see him again.
Question for you, because I know Joe listens regularly, writes in, tells us how he feels. I'm now at a spot where, because now there's potentially a venue that it would be a lot of work to do a show at because of gear and logistics and stuff. That's fine, but like, let's say there's some new space that comes out in the next 3 years that's like Guido's-esque, right? It's not sketchy sheds. It's not like a house. Like it's a, and I'm gonna put in quotes, venue. Would and Joe and Courtney move back and everything is great and everyone's in a good space. Would you want to do like a double motorcycle, like 10-year show?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we could do all three albums in a half an hour.
Just the songs that you guys like.
There were so many songs that got wasted in the live show because Joe just didn't want to do them, which always disappointed me, but it
What
was okay.
what's the one song you wish you guys could reclaim? And if you say the clown, I will end this podcast right now.
No. Let's see. A lot from the third one because we never got really a chance to play any of the third ones out there. I always really liked the intro pieces on the second album that we never, because those all came from longer things. Those were just little snippets of something. So I always thought it would be fun to get into those live, but we never did. And yeah. And I think there was a song on the first record that I always wanted to play. And then we, like, maybe it was Baby All Right. And then we just kind of
Baby,
stopped
oh.
playing it. Yeah. Is
Yeah,
it Baby All Right?
there's so many good songs in that. The first, I'm partial, right? Like I didn't record anything on one or two, but those two are just so significant to me, and I feel like I'm just a hater, and I don't like three's not my favorite, and so like it is what it is. But those first two records just like get me all the time, and so I don't know. We don't play songs anymore. I'm not dragging a song in here, but you all should go stream because this is the age that we're in. Go stream,
That's right.
go stream the record. Because honestly, if that song doesn't make your day better just a little bit, anytime I got to play it, it made everything better. So, shout out to the record. Shout out to Joe and Joe's parents. Colin, we got episode 100 coming up eventually. We
First,
did say it couldn't be done this year.
And it will be, and
It
it'll be our
should it should
Christmas
it should be.
extravaganza. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the we got 3 minutes left. Here's the last thing. I feel like for episode 100, and if we do it around Christmas, which Christmas is next week, so maybe we skip next week and we just do the week after. I feel like we have to drink eggnog so you can hear all of the mucus buildup that's going to happen as we're starting to drink it. Like, I feel like that has to happen.
Okay, that
And
works.
here's the other thing. I've never had alcoholic eggnog before.
Oh, well, there's a first time for everything. Put
I
some
pull.
peanuts in there.
No, you put some what in there?
Peanuts.
Penis. That's what I heard too. All right, everybody. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with some eggnog. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Love everybody. Colin, love you, buddy. I'll talk to you
Love
later.
you too. Goodbye. The Could Be Better podcast is recorded somewhere with suspect Wi-Fi in the United States of America.
We've been without a studio for several decades, but have finally moved to the real estate where the talks tick and the West's yay.
What?
Actually, we're live now, but you're listening later. So please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and Blue Sky. And don't forget to check out our website for literally everything else at www.couldbebettermeh.com.
Also, pretty please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, or don't, and then let us continue believing what we're doing has purpose and meaning, and you like us, and...
Plus, don't forget to check out all of our other podcasts exclusively within the Could Be Better Podcast Network, which includes just us for right now, as the other pods be sleeping.
Hey, shout to Kiki, shout to Stitch, shout to... my magnum opus-ish. And hell, if all else fails, check out Smartless, because we were friends with Jason, Will, and Sean.
Wait, we know those guys?
Of course. Welcome to Arrested Development. I'm Colin McGuire.
And I'm Chris Perry. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, this always could be better.